becoming a good person in your eyes is better than to be good in others' eyes. This quote has been quoted correctly by our dear sister B.K. Shivani ji. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. It's time to say congratulations to that great lady who has been elected as our president. Yes dear all, India is feeling great proud to elect its 15th president. Who is she? We all know very well. But the most interesting fact about her, which I admired the most, I will be telling you, but listen to me carefully. I started this episode with a quote of Sister B.K. Shivani, and that quote itself is telling something great about our new president. She got associated with Brahma Kumaris in the year 2009, and this is something which is really great, really remarkable, and this is something which has fascinated me a lot. And that is why the quote which says that becoming a good person in your eyes is better than to be good in others' eyes rightly suits her. Now, let me go back to the history of this great lady. Draupadi Murmu is an Indian politician and she is a member of Bharatiya Janata Party. And now she is the president, and you know what? She credited all her achievements to the Lord. This makes her different. Now let me go back to her past. She was born in Santhali tribal family on June 20, 1958 in Upper Beda village of Mayurbhanj district in Odisha, and both her father and grandfather were elected as sarpanch under the Panchayati Raj system. So this was just a brief introduction about her, and it clearly shows that she was born in Santhali tribe. She started her school teaching before entering the politics. She worked as an assistant professor at Sri Aurobindo Integral Education and Research Institute in Rairangpur, and she was also appointed as a junior assistant at the Irrigation Department of Government of Odisha. Not only this, in the year 1997, she joined Bharatiya Janata Party. And she was elected as the councillor of Rairangpur Nagar Panchayat. So you can very well imagine that her teaching career, political career, all were great. And she was great in all these spheres. In the year 2000, she became the chairperson of Rairangpur Nagar Panchayat. She served as the national vice president of BJP Scheduled Tribes Morcha from 6 March 2000 to the 6 August 2000, when the BJP and Biju Janata Dal allied. She was a minister of state with independent charge for the commerce and transportation, and she was also the in charge of fisheries and the animal resource development from 6 August 2002 to 16 May 2004. From 2000 to 2004, she served as a former Odisha minister and MLA from the Rairangpur Assembly constituency. On 9 May 2015, she put an oath as the governor of Jharkhand and became the first woman governor of Jharkhand. She was also the first female tribal leader from Orissa to be appointed as the governor of an Indian state. And as the governor of Jharkhand, in the year 2070, she refused to give assent to a bill approved by the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly seeking amendments to Chota Nagpur Tenancy Act of 1908 and Santal Parangna Tenancy Act of 1949. Now, all these things she did, and whatever I have told you is just a brief information about her work. It was around 13 years ago she connected herself to the Brahma Kumaris Sansthan in Mount Abu, and her association with this institution made her a keen practitioner of meditation techniques, and all this helped her to move ahead in her life. In all the fields, she was great, and nobody could really understand the pain which she suffered with the loss. I'm talking here about the personal losses, dear all. She lost her two sons and her husband too. But she participated in the year 2020 on February 8 in the Value Education Festival there. Where? In Brahma Kumari Sansthan. Right? After Pratibha Patil, now we have Draupadi Murmu as a new president, and we as an Indian feeling proud that yes, as a woman we can also do anything. The caste cannot be a barrier, and it can never become an obstacle in the path of a success of anyone. And that is what we have learned from her. And that is why we are feeling with a great pride. We are feeling the great pride as she is the first tribal and the second woman to hold the highest political position in India. So that is why we are saying congratulations to our new president, and we wish you all the best. We have already an immense faith in you. Wish you good luck, and you all please stay connected with me. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye bye.